This is the Minneapolis police. The party is over. If you all just grab your stuff and leave, there won't be any hassle. The party's been closed. The party is over with. Grab your stuff and go, and then nobody goes to jail.
This is Sam Sebrin from Athens, and you are listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM and WGXC.org.
Podcasts get made locally at WGXC.org, as all WGXC's locally produced programs can be subscribed to and found in all the usual podcasting places. Tune in for a mind-expanding radio from local news to a travelogue of sounds, either live at 90.7 FM or anytime at WGXC.org.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Twin Wolves Healing Arts, your local holistic health community located in Old Chatham. Twin Wolves offers a variety of services, including sauna, cold plunge, and red light therapy. Information and scheduling at twinwolvesheal.com, by phone at 518-596-7057, or by email at hi@twinwolvesheal.com.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Sandra Yingling of Brooklyn, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Fox Boy Go! Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Hometown Canvas on WGXC, ACRA, Catskill, New York, at 90.7. I am your host, Bella Grace, and today we're going to do something a little bit different. My artist for the day could not make it. She is sick. I was going to have the wonderful Tara Bach. She is a local artist who does these really beautiful ethereal dreamscapes. Hopefully we will be able to hear from Tara soon in the future when she's feeling a little bit better. But today I will be talking to you about some local bands that we have, as well as a local arts festival that occurred this past weekend with some really great, inspiring local artists. That's what our show is going to look like today. So starting off, you just heard a song by the Whiskonauts. It is called Fox Point Cove. The Whiskonauts are a band based out of Syracuse, so a little local, not too local, a little far, not too far. And they're kind of a cool indie band. They've got some really good stuff. They play some nice shows around here. They're worth checking out and taking a look into if you really like indie music, new sounds like that. And then I will be passing it over to a few different style songs of some more local artists throughout the show. But today I really wanted to focus on my artistic inspiration. And we talk a lot about how other people's art really inspires and, you know, what they kind of hope for their art to bring out in people. And over this past weekend, my partner and I attended the Berkshire Arts Festival, which the Berkshires are not quite in our community, but they're adjacent to. I would say they host a lot of really beautiful events over there, including the Arts Festival. So there were so many vendors there, so many great vendors. I believe there were over 300 vendors. If I'm reading my pamphlet correctly. They had everything ranging from metalwork to cartoonists. They had painters, jewelry. They really had everything, and some great food trucks as well. But there were a few people who really stood out to me. There were some really nice local paintings. By someone named Joanna Smith. They had really beautiful, beautiful colors used in their paintings. It was very abstract. Lots of thick, bold, I want to say different various like tones. There were a lot of different tones being used that really kind of, they reminded me of sunsets. They were quite beautiful. Very hard for me to describe because they were kind of breathtaking. But she's a local artist, local to Massachusetts. Really worth finding her if you're interested in abstract art. It's Joanna Smith. And then there were some really beautiful metal works. And I found them quite interesting because metal is something that it's hard to wrap your head around how you can move metal and how it can become something so fragile or look so fragile and soft. But it's something like super hard. It really shows the testament of the artistry that goes into crafting something like that. And I noticed while I was walking through the booths and the lines and all of the really intricate pieces that people were doing, that I found some inspiration for my own work, and my partner found inspiration for his own work. And it was interesting because at first, you know, we were just amazed by what we were seeing and all of the talent that we have right in our backyard. And then we started feeling like all of these existential questions of what should we be doing with our art, and how can we create, and how can we make time for, you know, this whole art process. And we want to contribute to our community in a way that's meaningful, and spreading it through art the same as, you know, we saw everybody else doing. So it really brought out this good questioning of why individuals do make art. I know we talk a lot with guests about, you know, what inspires them, what pushes them to do it. But I began really thinking about it, and I know he began really thinking about it. So we set a goal to try and create something, each create something by the end of the month that we were, you know, relatively happy with. You've got to start somewhere. But it was super inspiring. And through that, I feel that when we're able to look at other people's art, we should have that sense of curiosity, and it shouldn't ever be an envious feeling. It should be more of a inspiring, very much inspiring. And that's what I really feel that the festival, we took away from the festival. It was very inspiring. They promoted some beautiful, beautiful glass making workshops. A lot of them had some really wonderful workshops that are pretty close to us, pretty local. And it really reminds me that, like, community is how these artistic movements start. Each of the people at the festival felt uplifted enough to enter their community and show them what they can do. And I thought that was really, really inspiring. So I thought that was great. I do want to also address the bands that I'm going to play for the rest of the show. We have a local band named Kale, and I know they are playing a few shows in New Paltz, soon, and in Albany, Poughkeepsie. So they're very, very local. They had reached out to be interviewed on the show as well. So hopefully you will be hearing from them in the future. This is just a little sneak peek to what they can do. I really like them. They are very electronic, mixed with indie. So they've got kind of like a cool new age sound. But I feel like their sound can kind of change throughout the song. So they're definitely a nice local band that I've been really interested in lately. So I'm going to play you some songs by them. We'll be right back. So that was Kale. That song was called Everybody's Falling. And as I was saying, Kale is very, very local. They are playing a bunch of shows within the upcoming months. And they're like danceable, indie rock, electronica. They're really great. I'm going to play another song by them that was just released. They kind of give me like an MGMT kind of feel. Really nice. So this one is going to be called Beautiful Game. That was Beautiful Game by Kale. That's Kale. Hopefully you will be hearing more about them later on. Now I want to direct our attention to something a little bit different. I want to talk about a documentary that will be showing on the 26th in Troy. It's called The Aura of Upstate. It's being promoted on Instagram mainly, but it is a local artist who is doing a documentary to show kind of the culture of upstate and a little bit of a peek into his world living here. And I've been kind of following the project a little bit lately. And I think that it's going to be a great showing. If you want to find that, it is the underscore AURA underscore OF underscore upstate on Instagram. The aura of upstate looks really good. And I think it's a great way to kind of highlight our vast and beautiful community. It really highlights living in some of the more urban areas too, and giving that a little bit of love. So yeah, I think it's going to be a great showing. It looks really interesting. And the artist does animation style as well. So I'm excited to see if he chooses to blend a little bit of that in there. Looks really great. I'm also going to sign us out tonight with a few more songs. This next song is going to be by Big Takeover. So Big Takeover is a local band from the Hudson Valley. And they do kind of like a, I want to say kind of like a reggae, kind of R&B type of sound. They're really great, perfect for this outdoor, beautiful outdoor weather. Honestly, it's the best weather and music to kind of like sit by the lake with. So I'm going to play that for you. And the song we're going to listen to is called Come Before Five. And then I will be signing us out with a Lana Del Rey song, because we, of course, have to acknowledge that she is a Westchester girl, which is a little farther than the Hudson Valley, but we can include her in there. So that is our show for the day. We're going to listen to some Big Takeover and Lana Del Rey, and I will be saying goodnight to you. Hopefully we will be listening soon to another guest. But for now, have a great rest of your July, and stay cool out there.
But you don't do so I think I got to be through with you. So tell me what you gonna do. word, baby, I don't know why. I feel like I don't know my way no more, my baby. I feel like I don't know my way no more, my baby. So I'm going to run this train. I got to go, I got to go. Why?
Thank you.